Good morning, KRFY listeners, and thanks for tuning in to Community Conversations. I'm Susie Prez, your host today. Community Conversation is an interim show in place of the live morning show and broadcast each Tuesday and Thursday at 8 a.m., bringing local content through recorded interviews. Please note, Community Conversation presents interviews via Zoom, and due to occasional internet glitches, sound quality may vary, so thank you for your patience. We also want to thank Zoom for supporting our Community Conversation efforts. Today's show will be available on our website after the show at krfy.org. Today we have a very exciting announcement and special interviews. We have three KRFY broadcasters who will be starting their shows up live after 1 year away from the studio due to the COVID-19 pandemic restrictions. So we are excited, aren't we, guys?
Yes, yes, we are.
Yes. So today my guests are Mike Bauer, or Mike Meisner, as he's known, as the host of the 70s Classic, which airs every Saturday at 7 p.m. Hi, Mike.
Good morning.
You're back. We're back. We're coming back. I know you're excited. And we have Jim Healy, host of the Folk Show, broadcasting Thursday nights at 9. Hi, Jim.
Hello, Susie.
Nice to have you here today. And John Royans, you bring KRFY listeners the best in jazz with Jazz Over Sandpoint each Sunday night at 8.
Good morning, Susie, and good to see you today.
Yeah, so here we are in our little Zoom room. We were also, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome back, everyone. And it is truly a celebration because we have been away for a year. In fact, on March 15th, the last show that we did live, although we've been on the air 24/7 for the whole year with our automation system, but John, Jazz Over Sandpoint was the last show that came on live. And so we're coming back. You're coming back on, when are you coming back? You're coming back March 7th. It's a Sunday night at 8. And so why don't we start with you? Tell us a little bit about you. What made you decide to be a volunteer broadcaster here at KRFY? How long have you been hosting your show? And just give us a picture of what it's all about so people can get excited that you're going to be back live.
Okay, well, first of all, I'm sure all three of us are mutually excited to get back on live. Just a quick background on my show. I think I've been doing it now for probably four or five years. Interestingly enough, one of our co-speakers here today was kind of one who got me really interested in the radio station, and that's Jim Healy, who I kind of, a moment of serendipity, I ran into him at a fundraiser at a local pub, and he started telling me about the show, about the station, and believe it or not, then we had a cup of coffee, and all of a sudden he had us in the studio, my wife and myself, and we became DJs for Otto's Eclectic Mix. And then Susie, you knew of my interest in jazz, and you said, hey, why don't you put together a proposal for the board and get you a radio show? So that was truly a fun thing for me to do. I never imagined myself in retirement having a radio show, and I can't tell you how much fun it has been.
Well, I know people really like your show. Jim, you wanted to add on to that.
I'd like to add on that we got two for the price of one. Not only did we get John, but we also got his delightful wife, Joanne, who, when John is on working on his show, she is inside the on the air room, and she is being a volunteer broadcaster. And we really appreciate that when we have live people threading that string through the tunes. So it was easy with John and Joanne. I mean, we got just blessed with two wonderful people.
I know, they both have great voices and bring a lot to the station. And I just wanted to say, John, we've loved listening to jazz, which comes on right after Songs, Voices, Poems on Sunday night. It's just a beautiful time at the end of the weekend to kick back and hear some great music and some great content. So Yay for Jazz Over Sandpoint.
Well, I could add one other thing to that, Susie, about my show. It's kind of interesting, and I'm sure all of us had this experience. The show has kind of evolved over the years. I started off with my interest is in classic jazz, and I tended to, my early years just to focus on particular performers. And I'd have a whole show of, for example, Frank Sinatra or Tony Bennett or, you know, Duke Ellington or whatever. But over time, I've kind of, it's kind of evolved into, now I kind of develop a lot of different theme shows. Like I'll have one maybe called Ladies Night, or I'll have a big band night, and we'll feature multiple artists. So that part of it, that evolution part, has been a really, really fun.
That is so cool. Jim, you were going to say something.
Yeah, I was just going to add that all four of us, now that Don is with us, we're examples of local programmers, people who love community radio, who also have an expertise in a given area. And I truly admire what Don and Mike and John do. Some of these are areas that I know very little about, and it's an opportunity to learn. But without local programmers, we could not be on the air.
Well, it is part of what we are here at KRFY, a local community and listener-supported station. We're nonprofit, we're commercial-free. I just want to welcome Don into the circle here on our recording. Don Childress, welcome, Don. You got in onto the Zoom call.
Thank you. I've had a little trouble getting on. I've got this note that says my bandwidth is low. So if I sound low, part of it is the bandwidth.
You sound just fine. And I just want to let the listeners know that you're Don Childress. You're the host of Sunday, Fourth Sunday Showtime. And it only comes on once a month. It's a 2-hour show Sunday afternoon. It starts from 5, it goes from 5 to 7. And you are actually going to be coming on to the radio this Sunday on the 28th. Let's just start with you. Let's just get to you right now. Since you're here and you showed up, which is great, what is Sunday, Fourth Sunday Showtime? What's it about? And what do you have in store for our listeners coming up this Sunday on the 28th at 5 p.m. Don, can you hear me? Okay, I don't think he can hear me. So let's go to Jim Healy, because I know the folk show is a very popular show, and you've been with the station since basically the beginning. Why don't you tell us about your show, your interest in folk music, and who you are. What do you do with your show?
Well, I've been with the radio station 88.5 KRFY since June of 2011. It went on the air first, I think, in January 2011. And when I joined the radio station, primarily it was one other person, Jeff Poole, I imported music from my library. I did not have at that time an idea of doing a folk show. When I was in Billings, Montana, I had a folk show for 10 years on Yellowstone Public Radio. So I was able to just plug into that. I've been a fan of folk music since I was in high school, running out and seeing Peter, Paul, and Mary in concert. But since then, my tastes have developed. I am on from 9 to 10 live, usually, and then on Thursday evenings, and from 10 to midnight, auto selects from a group of folk music. So it's a 3-hour folk music block. I get to share my love of folk music and various singers. And like John, sometimes I'll do an individual artist. Sometimes I'll do a theme. Sometimes I'll just play whatever I feel like I want to listen to. So that's just an overview of what I bring to 88.5 KRFY.
So you love folk music. Do you think you'll ever run out of ideas when you're putting together a show? John's shaking his head. Mike's shaking his head. Jim, what do you think? Is there...
Not at all. I've done some programs with the use of I, the letter I in the title of a folk song. I can get as bizarre as a, you know, single folk song, or there's just all sorts of ways to combine folk songs together, and I'm sure John would agree with jazz. There's all sorts of ways to bring together the music to the listener's ear. And not that there's anything sacred or important about the way you do it, but it's just getting the music out there.
Sounds good. In a little while, we'll talk about how we've stayed on the air for the last year without having anyone in the studio, but let's get to Mike Meisner. That's your handle, I guess they call it. And you do the 70s classic and sometimes the 80s on Saturday night, starting at 7 p.m. Tell us about your history. Why did you join the station as a volunteer broadcaster?
I meant to do, you know, and hearing about the development of the station, and yet came on January 2011. And it was, and I finally had the time to do it. So I had been a broadcaster way, way back, early 80s, playing alternative college radio back at Western Michigan University. And I probably did 6 or 8 shows. So I kind of dabbled in it a little bit. This was an opportunity to just jump in with 2 feet and pick up some good collections and just start playing some music, even if I, you know, can do it 1 hour, 2 hours a week, you know, and I've just loved it. So I'm going on 6 years and I don't have any plans to retire at this point from it. So why Meisner? I mean, some people ask me that, well, you're Mike Bauer. Why are you, you know, Mike Meisner and that? And doing some genealogy research, I found that my grandfather on my dad's side took my great-grandmother's maiden name. I should be Meisner. That should be my name. And I'll never find out why that changed, if it was a rift between the two of them. Somebody said that Meisner is very Jewish, so there might have been a little bit of persecution, but it's very, very interesting. But I figure 1 hour a week, maybe 2 hours a week, I'm like Meisner, because I kind of should be. That should be my name. That's what it looks like. So I thought, well, that makes absolutely perfect sense. But I am so excited to return here this Saturday at 7 p.m. 70s class. I'm going to go right through the 80s. And I feel like I'm in a party mood. So it's going to be live performances. You know, that's all a big party and celebrating music and everything else. We're going to rock and roll. We're going to do some soft stuff. I have viewed The Last Waltz by the band on Saturday, so I dug that out of my CD collection. We're getting thumbs up on that one. Really good. So there were some critics that panned it a little bit. I love the movie myself. All the guests, Eric Clapton was there, and Joni Mitchell was there, and it just seemed like it was really seamless. Maybe it was the direction by Martin Scorsese that did that, but I thought to myself, I got to play some of this. So that's what gave me something, you know, the idea for that. That's what happened, so...
One of the things I want to add to what Mike has been, that's my phone. I don't know why it's doing that.
Well, let's keep talking. So, Jim, you had a question or something you wanted to say.
No, not a question. I just wanted to comment on what Mike was saying. He was able to do something that those of us who are not as tech savvy, he's been able to do shows on thumb drives. So he's been able to keep current. He's been able to keep live. I know that I do not have that skill set, but I've been a big fan of Mike's shows because of what he can do during the quarantine that I've not been able to do. And so I've been jealous of that. Thank you for doing that, Mike.
Thank you.
So, Mike, how do you do a show on a thumb drive? I pick it up out of a lockbox and I load it into our system. But what do you do at home that makes a show, a 2-hour show that I put that
I wait, get to me? I wait for my slow computer to try to make sense of all the mistakes I made. But thank goodness for Audacity, which is some freeware that, you know, you can download it free and you can edit any kind of sound file. So I'm able to go through and take my breaths out, my ums out. I sound pretty good by the time I doctor that. So I've sounded pretty good over the past year. We'll see what happens Saturday. All those ums are going to be in there, but that's live radio. And I've really missed that, you know, the little bit of a rush. John was talking about it earlier. You get to 3, 2, 1, we're going to go. It goes over the air. You can't get it back. And that's the thrill I've had since I've started.
Well, it is a little edgy, but it really, you know, my son is a broadcaster down at KYRS in Spokane. That's Thin Air Radio. And he's worked all week, and a Friday night he shows up from 6 to 8 for his show, The Astral Range. And I asked him, why do you do that? You're really tired. It's Friday night. He said, I'm in the studio. I'm in a place with all my music that I want people to hear. He said, it's the best way to end a long week. So I understand. If there is something about it, you're bringing something to people to enjoy.
I can identify with that myself.
So, Jim, you kind of mentioned, and John, you too, both your shows have been evergreened. And we mentioned that KRFY has been on the air 24/7 for the whole year during the pandemic, even though our door was locked and people were not in our very small studio during that time for safety reasons. What is an evergreen show, John? How, and Jim too, you can both share this. What is an evergreen show, and how do we have a year's worth for you?
Well, Susie, this is something you taught me back about 4 or 5 years ago. As you may not know out there, radio fans, but we actually record, a lot of us are live record, we record our shows right there at the studio. And those, in essence, become our evergreen show. And then those, what's been playing the last year during the COVID crisis, have been shows that I actually recorded and did before. Now, the one thing you got to be kind of careful about is when you do an evergreen show, that you don't refer to the current time period. In other words, you can't say, boy, it's really great here on Sunday night, or gosh, what a beautiful day we had out there with 90 degrees out there, because your show may end up being broadcast in the middle of winter and may not make a lot of sense to people. So I've kind of developed some little tricks to make sure I just don't refer to times of the year, but that's kind of what an evergreen show is all about.
So what do you have to be careful about, Jim? You're an expert at doing an evergreen show. I think all your shows are evergreened and recorded and saved in our massive library. How do you watch yourself enough to make it an evergreen show? What makes it so?
Well, you resist the tendency of wanting to refer to the time of day or to the time of year, and you just focus in on the music. I evergreen my shows because I have sometimes an irregular schedule and I might be gone at a certain point in time. And certainly the pandemic, I think when the radio station shut down, I had over 50 evergreen shows that I've been able to, or the station's been able to plug into. These are just rebroadcasts of previous shows that I've done that can play at any time. And so it's been a real lifesaver. I'm anxious to get back into the studio and do some evergreen shows, but I think initially, with the new system we have imported over this past year, I'm a slow learner. So I'll probably do shows live initially and not evergreen them.
And when are you coming back?
It's going to be a while. I'm one of these non-intuitive people. I need to be shown and I need to feel comfortable. Otherwise, I'm thinking about the first Thursday in March. I think that's March 5th will be. And I'm just going to do some of the stuff that I've been listening to, that like a new Bob Dylan, Murder Most Foul, a 15-minute song about the assassination of John F. Kennedy that he's sat on for all these years. So I've got a lot of new stuff that I want to play, some new playlists, but I'm going to take my time because I can always use evergreen as a fallback.
So we can look forward to the first folk show live on March, it's a Thursday night, March 4th at 9 p.m. Sounds good. And John, you had something to say, but before you say,
I kind of wanted to jump in and say one thing about the fact that we have these evergreen shows now, that I have now had a chance to actually listen to my own show, which is really interesting. And Mike, as you mentioned before, you hear all these ums and ahs and kind of breaks, and I kind of cringe as I listen to myself sometimes. But it's a good learning lesson I've had, making notes. Okay, don't do this and don't do that. So Yeah, listening to my own shows has been kind of fun.
This is Jim here. I think that's a double-edged sword, because I think sometimes we're our own worst critics. But we hear things with ears that listeners don't necessarily hear. And but I just try not to listen to my show. I just want to listen to music. That's the whole point of my folk show. It's not listening to me. Listen to the music.
That is so cool. I just want our listeners to know this is Community Conversations. You're listening to on 88.5 KRFY Community Radio. And this is listener-supported community radio for North Idaho. And I'm here in your host, Susie Prez. I'm here in this talking via Zoom, recorded interview with Jim Healy, host of the Folk Show, John Royans, host of Jazz Over Sandpoint, and Mike Bauer, host of the 70s and 80s. So, and yes, Jim.
And momentarily with Don Childress, who seems that's the problem with Zoom meetings and making a podcast out of them. If you have internet connection that is not the best, you come in and out, and we lost Don, but hopefully he'll be back for the fourth Sunday showtime when his time comes up.
Yeah, let's just talk. Okay, Mike. Yes. Go ahead.
And I'd like to just reiterate the listening to myself. I pick through it, and everything has to be out of there. It has to be perfect. So I spent quite a bit of time. Again, I've sounded pretty good for the last year or so. But I'm doing live performances because I like live. You know, the new music, I'm critical of it because it's so rehearsed. And they go night after night after night. I want the broken strings, you know, I want the missed notes. I want all of that. That's what I like out of live performances. And I'll do that Saturday as well. I won't break a string, but, you know, there'll be some mistakes. And I just love that. I love the authenticity of live radio and also live performances and live music, all that kind of thing. We're human. We make mistakes. And it's kind of interesting to listen to those.
I understand that, and we've been very fortunate that we have an automation system. It's called Radiologic DJ and Scheduler. Just a shout out to this technology, and also to our production guys, Jimmy Akers and Jack Peterson, that have helped me keep this show running here. But yeah, we're all very, very, very excited. And since we mentioned Don Childress, he is the host of Fourth Sunday Showtime, which will be back on this Sunday, February 28th, starting at 5 o'clock, runs for 2 hours. He's bringing a special show, Broadway show tune each week, each show, which is only once a month. And this month it is Billy Elliot, the musical. And I know he's puts a lot of time and energy into kind of livening up the idea behind the show tune, what it's about. So it's always very interesting. Again, that will be this Sunday, February 28th at 5 p.m. That's Don Childress with Fourth Sunday Showtime. Anyone else want to say anything? How excited we are about coming back live. We know that it's all about it. Yes, Jim.
Yeah, I'd like to add on one of the things that has occurred while we have not been live is online radio box. Oftentimes you tune on to KRFY and you catch the last 30 seconds of a song and you wonder, what song is that? And since we do not have people like Joanne Royans in the station all the time saying, well, that was, and coming up next is, there's a place that you can go to at KRFY.org and go down the right-hand column, and it's the 7-day playlist, KRFY playlist, hosted by Online Radio Box. And I think that's very important. You can just, I used it this morning because there was a song that I caught the tail end part and I wanted to know. That's one thing. The other thing that Susie turned me on to is radio.garden.com. That is a website that you just type in, let's say, for example, if you're sitting here in Sandpoint, you want to hear WLS out of Chicago, you just type in WLS Chicago, and this globe moves around and pinpoints. And that's one way that I can listen to some of the radio stations that I grew up with all over the world. That's radio.garden.com. And I highly recommend it. Technology is awesome.
To say the least, you're absolutely right. And
yeah, Jim, I will kind of tie onto that idea of listening to radio stations in different places. I got a new car this year that literally can pick up stations anywhere in the world. Yeah. And so I find myself, I was back in Ohio and I tuned into KRFY and KEWU and a bunch of my favorite stations out here in the Inland Northwest. And it was really fun to kind of hear local people again, and kind of made me feel like I was back in Sandpoint.
It keeps you tethered.
Well, guys, it's really fun. Anyone have any last words of wisdom to share with our listeners today? Okay. I want to go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I go for 70s class, and I got to say this is that with every song I play, a lot of times I'll say from 1974, from 1975, and that sort of thing. I believe that triggers memories. And I think that music and memories are really connected. I think 1974, I was 15. This is what I was doing, probably being useless at that point. But I connect a song to an old girlfriend or, you know, who knows, hopefully good memories. But that's what I'm really hoping to do. And also dig up some songs that may not have been heard for a long time. And people go, oh, yeah, I remember that, you know, and these kinds of things. That's really the idea of my show. And you know, like Jim and John, I have themes to it, but once in a while, I just like to go in and wing it, you know, and just go, I'm going to play this song. Maybe I'm not. And it's like right with 10 seconds left, I'll switch the song. It's just a little rush, but I really love radio for that reason. You know, it's very enjoyable. So Saturday night, 7 p.m., rock and roll.
Okay. Well, thank you guys. Your KRFY, our listeners love our live broadcasters. We love you because it's what makes community radio, right? I also want to mention a few other shows that are coming up that will be live coming up. We have Easy on a Wednesday Morning with host Bernie Mosier. That's each Wednesday morning from 5 to 7. He's a farmer. He loves getting up early. We have Songs, Voices, Poems with Jackie Henrian on Sunday at 7 p.m. And we anticipate a few more coming in, and that's yet to be determined. But if you want to know more, you can like us on Facebook at KRFY or visit our website, krfy.org. You can find out more. You can link into that radio box 7-day playlist that Jim mentioned earlier. And you can also just become a little bit more part of our community. So thank you, everyone, for taking the time to share your excitement about getting back to live broadcasting, right?
Mm-hmm. Got it.
And we also want to thank the North Idaho community who who remained with us during these days when the station has not been open, but they've continued to listen. I returned from Billings, Montana recently, and as soon as I hit Knoxon, I put on 88.5 KRFY, and it came in clear all the way from Knoxon, Montana. So we cross state lines, and I love it.
Well, we rock, don't we? You mentioned something about, you know, our listeners, and there's more to the KRFY program offerings than just music. But, of course, music is our key, right? Music changes everything, and music lifts us up. But we also have some really great, what would you call them, news shows and community event shows, such as Community Conversations. So you can visit our website and our Facebook and see our program schedule and see what else we have to offer, because we have Democracy Now! In the morning, Letters and Politics in the evening, and all sorts of other shows. Some are podcast from outside the area besides just locals. So there you go. Anything else, guys?
Just listen to music.
Nothing like it. Okay, thanks so much, John Royans, Mike Bauer, and Jim Healy. That's about it, folks. Thanks for listening to 88.5 KRFY Community and listener-supported radio for North Idaho and beyond. Streaming on the web at krfy.org. This and all Community Conversations are podcasts on our station's website at krfy.org. And since we are a resource to community, to help our community with information and news, the North Idaho area and our county is in a critical COVID pandemic or state at this time. So remember to follow the Panhandle Health District, Idaho State, and federal government CDC guidelines. Please, please wear a mask in public, especially inside buildings and businesses. Keep a 6 to 10 foot distance, watch up, stay home as much as possible. Stay home if you are sick. Do not gather in large groups indoors. And the list goes on. You can find out more. I think we know the idea. Contact your healthcare provider to set up a test if you are sick. And it's really pretty simple, and we can get through this together. And that's the key word, together. Let's be good neighbors and friends and protect each other. And again, please wear a mask, keep yourself and others safe. Thanks for listening today to today's community conversation, which airs each Tuesday and Thursday at 8 a.m. that is, on 88.5 KRFY Community Radio. Please enjoy Otto's Eclectic Mix all day long. Have a great day. Bye for now.